listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. Thunderstorms are rolling over parts of the southwest today, prompting a severe weather warning. It could bring potentially heavy rainfall and large hailstones over the coming hours. Those in Bunbury, Collie and Harvey urged to take action now. Keep up to date on Emergency WA. The Prime Minister has flagged more policies to address domestic violence. It follows a nearly $1 billion announcement yesterday to provide support for people leaving violent relationships. Anthony Albanese telling the ABC there's plenty of work to do.
Yesterday made steps forward. It's not job done. This isn't something that you solve with a meeting on one day.
The deadline to submit feedback on the proposed offshore wind farm zone off the southwest coast is closing in. Submissions need to be made online before midnight tomorrow night for the federal government project, which could see the installation of hundreds of turbines in the Geograph Bay zone. Promising figures for the Aussie beef market. Rabobank's National Beef Seasonal Outlook says numbers have stabilised after last year's drop. The group's Angus Gidley-Baird says things are back in balance.
Herd inventory has lifted. We think it's probably going to stabilise about where it is at the moment, but that increased herd inventory is now leading to increased slaughter and increased production. We're expecting slaughter numbers to be up 15% to about 8 million, which will be just a bit above our 10-year average at the moment.
A controversial Albany councillor will head to the state polls next year. Thomas Brough, pre-selected by the Liberals and is set to take on Labor's Rebecca Stevens in the March vote. Mr. Brough made headlines earlier this year after making homophobic slurs in council. In sport, one of the most high-profile soccer players to come out of the southwest is taking on a new venture. Perth Glory skipper Tash Rigby appointed as manager of female football and advocacy for Football West. It'll see the Margaret River product engaged in all areas of female football across WA, including working with Football Australia.